On today's program, the world of the pseudo comic book movie. It's Doll Man. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to today's fine program, where we're going to talk about Albert Payen's Doll Man from 1991.
This is a We Love Movies, of course. Everyone,
I didn't turn my key on that one. Yeah. Welcome back to Jumping the Gun with Eric Siska. You know what? I'll see how I feel at the other end of this.
Sure. That's like ordering octopus for the table. You're not sure if everybody's into it. But you're like, yeah, I love octopus. Yeah.
I have a seafood allergy.
Another round for my friend.
I'll die.
Albert Payen, by the way, we need to stress, director of previous episode, that 1990s Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm. Which is I think that might now be available on our back catalog archive, which is on the Patreon.
Oh, Patreon only.
Patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
That's pretty great. And in that movie, I think the idea is the Red Skull is no longer a Nazi villain, but in fact, a rich Italian real estate developer.
Yes. He's a Mussolini millionaire, they call him. Yes.
Welcome back to TLC's Mussolini Millionaires.
That'll
or I
happen.
Guess HGTV.
Yes,
maybe?
One of his I think it's his granddaughter is like a senator there now.
Oh wow, that's a tough ride.
Is she getting the band back together? Or what?
No one cares. That's the thing. Like you couldn't imagine like Senator
it's
Hitler.
Italy. Of course they don't care.
Senator Hitler. The floor will acknowledge Senator Hitler. So, Eric, you love this movie so much. What is it about? Like, what's the elevator pitch for this movie?
Okay, so...
I just pressed 16. You've got that long.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so... Oh, my... Oh, there. 15, Boop. 14. Oh, my God.
Going
Boop.
Up.
But
Start Boop. Making... I'm going to hit all the buttons to give me more time. It's about a... Okay, so it's a hard-as-nail cop on a different planet.
And Arcturus.
Planet Arcturus. And then he goes to planet Earth.
Right.
Where on, because he's an alien man.
Sure, man.
On Earth, he's like 6 inches tall.
Right.
So that's why people nickname him the Doll Man once he arrives.
Oh, so it's really more of like a slanderous term.
Yes.
Like a slur.
Yes.
Towards this man.
Well, he does call people giants and he hates fucking giants.
That's true. He does.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's Dirty Harry in that Twilight Zone episode where that lady is like hacking up those little aliens.
Yes.
But uh-oh, it was Earth the whole time and the aliens were tiny.
That's right.
Or the other way around. I forget how that works.
I don't remember what Rod Serling told me to think at the end of that one.
I'll tell you what's interesting about this planet, Arcturus.
Yes.
On it, they have something very similar to the police. It's called the police.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
spelled
this,
the police.
They also speak English. Yep. And then once they arrive on Earth, they just continue speaking English.
They do this thing called laundry.
That's
interesting.
And we're calling it a laundromat. It's written out in laundromat.
It's a laundromat, but it's also, we have like regional accents and whatnot, because a lot of these like, quote unquote, like criminals in this world, they're like, hey, scumbag.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
So yeah, we start off, it's a very long credit sequence. This movie is 80-something minutes, and it's like 69 minutes of content.
A lot of credits. Also, we should mention, this is a Full Moon Entertainment production.
Oh, ho, ho.
Look out for these cheapskates. You thought Canon was bad. Here comes Full Moon Entertainment.
Don't you speak. Get Canon's name out your mouth. Like, they are great compared to this
shit. I saw on Amazon, Full Moon has like a package. You could be like a monthly
subscriber.
It's a
channel.
I had a free subscription to that for when I got my Roku or whatever, and we like tried to watch any of those movies. Like, I'm not gonna watch any of those.
Was it a subscription, but like commercials are in them?
Probably. I never got that far. We were like, oh, this sounds like fun. Werewolves
and
whatever.
Watch Trancers?
Trancers is good.
Trancers is a good movie.
Moonstalker, I remember being okay.
Which one is that?
I think it's like a Bigfoot or a werewolf or something.
No, that sounds fun.
Castle Freak's fine.
Oh,
I guess
right.
Stuart Gordon.
But I feel like last night, we all watched this. It's a Saturday morning, FYI, Saturday afternoon. We all kind of watched this on a Friday night because we had a busy week. And someone at the Full Moon Entertainment office was like, holy shit, we got four. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Let me call the president.
Do we have the bandwidth for this? Fuck, someone is watching this more than one at a time. They're going to sink us.
Get extra pickles with the pastrami. we got four today.
You know, they should do a canon channel thing. You know?
Oh my God.
Give me a match.
Get the whole thing.
The whole library.
Movies worth watching?
I would watch that whole thing. Yes. Anything that I haven't seen yet, I would watch it immediately.
End to end. Or Vestron Video. Do it.
Yes. Oh, a Vestron thing would be pretty cool. Now, this is it's this world of Full Moon Entertainment, because, by the way, this is, I believe, the FMU.
Yes.
The Full Moon Universe, yes. If, right. According to Wikipedia.
We're not saying that, are we?
Dude, it's a full thing, because there's a comics line involved in this. But this world encapsulates the Dollman universe, right. The Evil Toys universe.
Demonic Toys. Which, by the way, written by... Demonic Toys is written by David S. Goyer.
That checks out.
Stay tuned, ladies.
They do a sequel to both Demonic Toys and Dollman. That's Demonic Toys versus Dollman, or the other way around.
I think it's called Dollman versus the Demonic Toys.
You gotta lead with the better movie, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But even
also,
David S. Goyer gets character credit on that movie.
Oh, nice. Oh, big time. And do not forget this. The Puppet Master franchise is roped up into all this.
Yeah. Is it?
The Puppet Master.
I thought Demonic Toys was the competitor to the Puppet Master.
Well, isn't Bad Channels is the other one?
Yes, and because there's apparently a nurse in that movie that gets shrunk.
Oh,
and then
she
it's
becomes
like the
love interest of
Dollman.
Yeah. What is the deal with the little Puppet Master guy with the little reverend hat and he's
isn't
got
he
like long white hair?
He's their leader.
Oh, he's their leader.
What is he like?
He's the boss?
Yes.
He's like a punching nun or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got like a knife or something, right? He's like a knife stab
guy. He's got a hook hand, is what it is.
Actually, interesting enough.
Yeah.
Jackie Earle Haley is in Dollman. Uh-huh. He also played that doll.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. it's a lot of guff for Jackie Earle Haley to be the tallest guy in Dollman. That's never happened before.
He was pretty proud of this. I guess that explains all the enthusiasm he shows on screen.
Yeah, so we open up. It's Planet Arturos, which is great pizza.
Which is
great pizza. Good
brick oven.
Just right. Good sandwiches. You know, the sandwiches are okay. You really want to stick with the pizza if you go to Arturos.
It's good pizza. There is no child sex ring in the basement.
unlike
some other galactic pizza.
That's what they want you to think. You got to go to planetfart.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, the basement is invisible.
Did they say that? Did they try that?
I mean, I don't know what he was
I will say, I'll put a little pin in something. There's a death in this movie that I wish Alex Jones suffers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put a pin in that.
Be sure to point it out, because if it's one thing positive I can say about this movie, there's a lot of pretty cool deaths.
There is also a sex ring in the basement of the Alamo. They also have Pee Wee Herman's bicycle, and... up to no good.
Have you been to Planet Hollywood, people? Planet Hollywood... They have stolen. There is a naked demolition man when you come inside. It is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the tourist destination for the United States of America.
They're eating garbage at Planet Hollywood.
Lawrence Fishburne's demonic turban is in that place.
We're in Planet Arturos, and there is a scumbag crackhead that looks like one of the Doctor Who's, you know what I mean? Like the curly haired one.
Oh, that wily motherfucker.
Yeah,
I thought he looked like oh geez, now it's not gonna come to me. What was that CD-ROM movie we were talking about?
Excuse me?
What the fuck was
brain
it?
Brain scan.
Brain scan. He kind of looks like the trickster.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Kind of sorta. So he's like, I think he's done some crime, and now he's like on the run,
right?
And from the police, who are just spelled the police,
yes.
And he goes into a laundromat, which is just spelled laundromat. Like, it takes no time at all to make up a fake bullshit alien language,
yeah.
And like, it looks like police, but it says like,
or don't bother.
That's a great idea.
That's a better.
What do you mean? Just have no signifiers on the walls?
You can just have like a symbol, like a star with two like
right.
Yeah.
You know what? They should go. They should lean in. They should do that because they should like Judge Dredd, because that's kind of what this is. This world.
It's very similar.
But you wouldn't be able to have hilarious gags like the soon to be named Doll Man walk in with his sack of laundry to this laundromat and make a big fucking deal about doing laundry in the middle of this
movie. They have future guns, like these blasters and stuff.
Sure.
This is an advanced society, more than Earth, yet they're still using the dry laundry without the Tide Pods.
Figured it out, man.
Just that powder, dude. And I believe it's also coin-operated.
It is.
So Dollman goes by the name of Brick Bardot. Pretty shitty detective name.
Which yes, I read was Albert Pyun puts that name in like all of his movies for some reason.
Oh man, what a tidbit.
If you're a Pyun head as none of us are, you'd be like, oh man, Brick Bardot, I can't believe he snuck that into another one. Good one, Pyun.
What a genius.
This guy winds up taking hostage at this laundromat. There's a bunch of overweight ladies and overweight children.
Is that how they say it, Steve?
They're fat ladies. It's a bunch of fat. It's an Al Bundy joke, for sure. It really is.
It reminded me of Judge Dredd for that, because in those comic books, there's like all these like disgusting, abhorrent fat people. That's how they're presented. Yes. It's bizarre.
Body shaming in space.
It's weird though, man, because if you look at the credits, it's like nothing, nothing, nothing until you get to the very bottom where this one poor woman is just credited as distraught fat woman.
Come on, man.
That's not going on your reel. But then he's like doll man himself, this Brick Bardo is like, he keeps calling this one kid like fat kid.
Yeah, fat boy.
Oh, fat boy. That's what he's
look out, fat boy.
He's credited as Tubbo.
Really?
No, is he really?
Oh, my Lord with the jokes, Chris Gavin.
I think I got credited as Tubbo.
I got tagged on Facebook as Tubbo.
Somehow Facebook knew to still link your profile to Tubbo. Mm-hmm.
But it's so what the guy does, kind of smartly, he makes a ring. Because I was like, "What? This guy's like a small, skinny dude." I'm like, you never want to take a hostage that's bigger than you in any stand. You know
really?
What I mean? Like,
I guess that's true.
But what he does is he makes a kind of a human wall around.
It's a circle of fat people.
Yeah, the Hussein tactic.
River of fat people. River of fat people.
We're going to make a wall out of fat. That's right. I'm going to the border.
I'm using America's greatest natural resource, which is obesity.
No one has ever thought to use obesity like this.
Everybody who drinks Monster is going to the southern border.
But what's awesome about this, though, is like, so this is what happens. This dude like surrounds himself with all these overweight individuals, to which Brick Bardo comes in, and he's just like, oh, really, buddy? You think I have a problem murdering these fat people? I'll shoot right through all these fat fucks. And all the fat people are shaking in their boots.
Does he listen? Because he's been thrown off the force, right?
He's suspended at this point, but like he's on the way here anyway because he's unhinged. He's a lunatic. He's looking for trouble.
Do you think that he's just like listening to a police scanner?
Yes,
like,
I do.
This is a good one for me.
But then like this guy who's like in charge of the scene is just like, yeah, Bardo will figure it out. Who anybody, to hell with the mayor.
Anybody notice who that was?
The dude with the mustache?
No, the guy with the slick back hair.
Is Nick Guest.
Nicholas Guest of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah. I don't know, Margo.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
That's that guy's like some sort of bullshit Christopher Guest royalty in some way.
Like, he's his brother.
Yeah, well.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Yeah,
that guy's way more handsome.
I know
than
his daughter.
Really?
Yeah, Nick Guest's daughter, Elizabeth Guest.
What?
Yeah, she.
And we're not invited to these things?
Well, excuse me. We're on the air. You dropped this information.
I'm sorry.
Is that why you're calling him Nick Guest?
Have you met this guy?
No, I have not met Nick Guest. I've only met his wife and his daughter.
Whoa.
Dude, when you meet this guy, you got to slip in and I don't know Margo.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's never heard that one before.
Well, no, you just go up to him like, and why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
Someone had to break the stereo.
Well, no, I got to bring out one of the ones from Doll Man, because then he'd be like, no. You saw that?
You're the one?
Yeah, you were the cop that was wearing sunglasses at night, and the mayor yelled at you for it.
Well, he's kind of like a doll man stan, you might say. Cause he's like a big, like, oh, doll man will figure it out. And that's why
he's not called doll man yet.
He's Brick Bardo, but like he's got sunglasses. We've done this before. We've seen previous episodes where we had this conversation.
Okay, what happened, Andrew, to fill you in.
Okay.
Steve, the conversation you had. Yeah, Steve likes to read all the young terms on the internet.
Oh.
Questionably why, I don't know. So he brought Thirsty to the show.
Thirsty, I've since learned.
He brought Stan. And do you have a new one for us?
You dropped Snack recently.
Oh, Snack I like. Yeah, that's a good one.
What does that mean? Someone's yummy?
No, someone's hot. Oh, that dude's a snack.
Like you see someone, you want to eat him.
Oh, well, there is no one in this movie is a snack. Not a single snack to be found.
Tim Thomerson.
I would nibble on Tim Thomerson.
Tim Thomerson is like a beef jerky snack. You know,
I'd chew on him for a while.
Oh, it's like 2 for $0.45.
Yeah, Tim Thomerson is a snack you get at a gas station in the middle of the American Southwest.
Yeah, it is very true. It's like, well, I guess I'll have to eat this guy. There's nothing. There's no hotties for miles.
I guess I'll just take this snake jerky.
So
He's snake jerky.
No, but what I'm saying is he's like the Brick Bardo's biggest fan because he's like Brick Bardo solved the situation. And there's a joke about how he's wearing sunglasses at night like Brick Bardo does. So he's like,
oh, he's like a wannabe.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Sure. So like
he's like a role model, this doll man.
So Brick Bardo goes in and he's like, hey, I gotta change. He's just doing a really bad Dirty Harry.
It's so embarrassing.
Especially
bad.
In this first scene, it is like. It is right from one of those movies. Wait, has he threatened any fat people in film?
I'm sure.
What, Clint Eastwood? Or you mean Dirty Harry? Probably.
Oh, I'm sure at least one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember those like middle sequels. Because like the first one I've seen a bunch, the Deadpool we did an episode on.
Right.
Oh, that second one's like kind of good, but I don't remember. Maybe fat people were threatened.
Assault on Fat High. That's it's Dirty Harry 4, I think.
It's a sequel to The Gauntlet.
It's actually, yeah, that's just him. It's kind of like a substitute ripoff at that point.
All right, fat kids. No one's going to get any snacks until I see a pull-up. That's right. Climb that rope, Tubbs. No budging, you fatsos.
He would love that. He would have eaten that roll up.
But no, so he comes in and he's like, I'm just trying to do my whites and my colors. And it's like, oh,
man, laundry jokes. That's
so
great.
So not only are they still doing laundry, they have to separate whites and colors.
In the same exact way you would on Earth. That's strange.
That's crazy. That's a weird thing. Not too weird different. Thing.
Yeah, this is a dumb idea.
So what he does is he has his gun, and like the little kid's like, oh, my God, this is the most powerful gun in the galaxy.
Does this kid say that?
I think he does.
He even says, the Krieger blaster?
It's a
wait, there's a name?
There is a name for it, which I thought...
I was not paying attention.
I thought it was Kruger Blaster.
Kruger Blaster. And,
but on Wikipedia it says Groger or something.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it said Kruger.
Oh, that's the only gun to kill Freddy Krueger. That's a good movie. Dollman versus Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's pretty good. But the more terrifying sequel, I think, is Dollman versus Kroger. And it's Chad Kroger, dude.
Oh, my God.
You got to fucking hunt that dude down in his curly mullet.
And they're in the grocery store chain, yeah. Kroger's.
I like the way you're a small doll.
You know anybody who seriously listens to that band?
No, not at all.
Who would?
Nickelback.
I know, I'm saying who
Oh,
would?
No, who?
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. But so what he does is he goes up to this ring of fat people and he kind of scares...
Ring of fat people.
He scares them into falling over and then they crush the guy before he can do anything bad.
That's what reminded me of the Judge Dredd comics. Approach with caution.
Well, even with that, I would feel like he would be smooshed. He would be like blood and guts.
So he saves the day, but the mayor is furious because I forget why, because they're still... Because he was suspended.
He just doesn't like his attitude.
I think somebody was in cardiac arrest or something.
Because the mayor also said to give into the demands, give this guy what he wants. I can't deal with any more bad press.
Does anybody remember what he wanted?
Yes, I know exactly. He wants a ship to get off planet.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's what's so crazy about this, because the police commissioner or whoever this dude is just like, yeah, fuck it, give it to him. Yeah, let him just leave this Earth of ours.
Give him a beat up one.
It's our churros of ours.
Right.
So he winds up, he goes home and he winds up listening to this weird news broadcast wherein, and this is never explained, never explored.
He also lives in like this like warehouse.
Oh, we love warehouses.
That's future people living.
Also, it's weird that he goes from one planet full of warehouses and he lands smack dab in the middle of a bunch of other warehouses on a different planet.
Yeah, what are the odds?
It's 100,000 light years away. To rent.
It's almost as if that's the way to do that.
What is with like? I was waiting for like a cheap cover of like Sunglasses at Night or something.
You
like,
think
like
they could afford that?
You would think, like my dark glasses at night.
I wear my dark glasses in the evening.
Or doll glasses.
Little sunglasses, so cute.
That'd be so adorable. But so he goes home and there's a news report about what he just did.
But
the weird thing is they're either. So this is the thing. They're like, oh. Actually, 20 people died, and this many people. It was a bloodbath at the laundromat, and this, that, and the other thing. And like, you're not sure exactly.
I think it's a frame job, like, yes. Because like the whoever is like the bad people in charge,
sure.
Own the media, and they're getting the wrong word out. Okay,
or did the police just kill all those fat people and blame it on Bardo to be rid of him for good?
Either way, it's a lie.
The mayor forced Nicholas Guest into going in there and executing
it. Oh, it's like L.A. Confidential.
It's exactly. This movie is the blueprint for what would become
Curtis
LA
Hansen loves this shit.
But the, I would guarantee.
Loved, sorry.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah.
He's
right.
R.I.P.
Oh,
R.I.P.
my God.
Oh, the number of dead people actually in this scene.
You got a count?
I do. 3.6 dead. And I'm like,
at 1.4 were children.
Yes. It's like, what are we talking about?
They measure death differently on planet Earth.
I guess so.
So it looks like your arm is dead, your leg is dead, your liver's failing.
One ball is gone.
But otherwise, you're A-okay.
This one over here has got a dead dick.
I think I'm at least like 0.3 dead right now.
Oh,
yeah. At least maybe 0.4.
Well, the liver, you got a lot of points in the liver.
Yeah, I got a lot of points in the liver. Like, will to live in general, like getting up on a Monday morning, that's low. Yeah, so that's like,
very low. Patreon.com/movies. Might want to encourage that.
It's this thing, and then this guy breaks into his apartment and knocks him out. He wakes up in a field of warehouses. And he's like, what is going on? And this is when we meet this gang led by, what's this dude's name?
This, I don't know his name. He's been in a bunch
Jackie
of stuff.
Earl though. Haley.
He always reminds me of Richard Edson, so I just say Richard Benson.
Who's Richard Edson?
He's from Mario Brothers and Down by Law.
Mario Brothers?
And Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He's the guy in the garage attendant who takes his car.
Oh, yeah. That guy's great. Oh. Yeah. You're right. He was a Goomba, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
He got his.
I was thinking of music legend Mojo Nixon.
He takes the car out in Ferris Bueller's and does the jump with it. They do the Star Wars music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So this dude isn't in this movie?
No, that's not.
The character name is Sprug, and the actor's name is Frank Collison.
He's been in a lot.
This is the head. This is the head.
Yes, the floating head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude's been in a ton of stuff.
He's in Oh Brother. He's in.
So it's a crime boss who was a major rival of Doll Man back on Doll Planet Arcturus. Doll Man, what was his name? Brad Bird?
Brick Bardot.
He apparently shot off every limb of this crime boss.
He robocopped him?
Yeah, throughout their adventures.
Sick.
That now this dude is just reduced to a floating head.
It's like Krang.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Krang.
I've given you unlimited technology. Well,
yeah, but this guy is hovering on like a Dodge Dart.
Well, dude, and if you had to be like, hey, so what kind of money was Doll Man working with, right? Look no further than this character, because when they are zooming in on this dude, it's clearly just the actor like sitting on the floor with like a fake thing around his neck to just be like this head. But it is so close. Like, we're not even bothering to make this thing look like it's floating.
And then we have another puppet that head that we use in different shots. It's a lot of fun. The weird thing
is
it's
Steve, it's a ball.
I just feel like if I had lost all of my limbs and body to Doll Man, first things first, before I go back for Doll
Man. Suicide?
Yes. Give me some sort of mech suit. I need I'm gonna splurge for the mech suit before I go for full vengeance.
A low tier like crime lord on alien planet can fucking a mech suit? It sounds like a lot of money.
Too expensive?
Yeah,
but he could have a spaceship.
Well, he's got a space bomb.
Or just get me a dude and cut his head off and put me on there.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe one of those.
Yeah,
that
head
work.
Transplant.
Didn't we just do a dick transplant?
Yeah.
I read about that.
What, IRL?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
How'd it go?
I think it worked.
Really?
You know what? This time, make me 6'3". Find somebody 6'3". Wow, what a dream that'd be.
Wow, that's a big dick.
Oh, you're saying if we cut off your huge melon,
yes,
you'd want to put on like a taller person's
yes,
head.
For sure. That'd be nice.
I see.
Oh, wait. Put your head on a taller person instead of putting a taller person's head on you.
Larry Bird can't have that many years ahead of him.
Oh, I don't want Larry Bird's body. Yikes.
Oh, come on, Steve. My knees are okay.
I'm looking at your price point, Steve.
my body is a roadmap of pain.
You ever see The Wrestler? It's like that, but with basketball and living in an Indiana castle.
Here, little child, here's a dandelion.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Frankenbird. Fuck yeah, dude. So this head's like, hey, fuck you, Doll Man. I'm going to Earth. You can eat shit.
Yes.
And like magically, this head has his own spaceship.
Doll Man blasts all of his friends with this super gun, which you find out that he
wonderful.
Has.
These people are popping like water balloons.
It's a lot of fun.
It's not half bad.
Right?
It's not half bad.
We're talking folks at home, we're talking about chunks and blunks. I don't know what that is. But like, people are being destroyed
on
cinema.
Piles of people.
Just fucking obliterated.
Blunks are actually Eric's word for kidneys.
Yes, that's right. And I got to get two new ones.
There's some guy that like kind of lives through it, and he's like, he's just a pile of mess, and then a head, and he's like smoking a cigarette.
This looks like something out of Street Trash. Yeah, it's just this dude's a talking head sitting in a pile of his own viscera.
It's a lot of fun.
I loved it. So I loved how cheap and shitty this is.
So the arrival, like when we go from his apartment to this field of warehouses, there's like a still shot. It's like a genuine still shot of just like this crappy cutout of a spaceship.
Oh, right.
And then
yes.
it's like a Poochie anime. Like, I'm going off to Earth.
They just filmed some dude, his hand was out of frame. He's carrying like the cell off frame kind of a thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. They and then he's chasing him.
This is all really bad.
And you find if you're listening in that earlier scene when he's at his apartment, they talk about weird energy bands around the planet. They wind up hitting one of these energy bands.
Watch out for that, fat boy.
Whoops, you better run, fat boy. And speaking of you better run, fat boy, we're in the Bronx. We fly all the way back to my hometown of the Bronx.
Can we remind people what You Better Run, Fat Boy is about? Just in case anyone's new to the show.
I was just sort of, it was in the North Bronx, which is where I was from. And it was late at night. I was trying to catch a bus. And I start jogging towards the bus, just jogging. And some guy, for no reason, just looks at me. And I'm like 12 years old. Like, yeah, you better run, fat boy. And I was like, you know what? I thank you for the note, sir. And I'm going to fucking pump these legs.
Next one don't come to 9:52.
Oh, by the way, dude, there was a reason for that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say there was no reason. There is a reason.
So I really ran.
So this movie now depicts the Bronx as an industrial wasteland. The world has gone wrong.
It's incredible. It's like every shot is either a gang member, drug activity, hookers, or just like random people out.
Steve?
Yep,
this is
the Bronx.
What a time to be alive.
Every time.
Yep. You were alive in the Bronx while they were making this movie.
I was, but this is... we're not making this movie in the Bronx. We took like one camera crew for
crackhead
B-roll. Yes, it looked... Yeah.
No, there's you're B-roll the there. No, there's B-roll, but then like... When you see all those like burnt out husks of buildings, and it looks like Death Wish 3. Those are just like fake things in LA.
There's like one shot of the one up above ground, and I think that's about it.
But we're looking at this whole thing to this score of this rap music.
It looks like what was it? Rome Year Zero or something? To give someone some Italian neorealist.
Germany Year Zero.
Right, right. Wasn't there
Rome Open City?
Rome Open City. Yes,
but both of those. It's a rubble film is what I'm trying to say.
It might as well be footage from like post-war Italy.
And it's just like
these two movies, Threads.
You could still get pizza.
Doom, tsh, doom, doo-doo, tsh, doom, tsh, doom, doo-doo, tsh.
Yep, that's how you know
over
you're
and
in the
over
Bronx.
And then some of the
this is hip hop.
And it's like the Yeah song while all these people are doing and buying drugs.
If you want a better version, so Eric, I think you might want to sniff this one out because it seems like you want to see the hellhole that was the Bronx when Steve Sadek was growing up. I did a look it up on the Tribune. There's a movie that's called 1990: The Bronx Warriors.
I've seen parts
have you
of
seen
this.
It?
Yeah, this is also
a Mystery Science Theater.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, did they do it on MST3K?
Yes, it's one of my favorite
old one, right?
Yeah, jokes is it's this announcement's like, "You must leave the Bronx. You must leave the Bronx."
Yeah.
And they show this guy with a big mullet, and I think Crow's like, "You know, Mike, I'm a pretty good judge of people who are gonna leave the Bronx. This guy's not leaving the Bronx."
Is that your father's?
Yeah, exactly.
They have the movie in its entirety on Shudder. It's worth the watch just for like the on-location scuzz New York City alone.
Good Bronx shooting of my neighborhood was the movie The Wanderers. Like, was filmed pretty much up the street.
Oh, that's a good gang movie.
It is a good gang movie. Yeah, Philip Kaufman. So
what
gang
were you in?
Runaways.
The Sharks, I think.
Well, we won't mention it on the show. We don't want any. We don't want him to get a hit on him.
He was in the Baseball Cowards.
They just played baseball and went home.
They played Street Fighter at home with Doritos.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a lesser known gang from the Warriors.
We were the Blancas because I would stay at home and be Blanca.
But if you were to come into that house where they were all eating Doritos and playing video games, you'd get really messed up.
Yeah, they'd fuck you right up.
Yeah, my dog would really hump your leg.
Better glow, fat boy.
So
he goes to Earth.
He goes to Earth. We realize that he's a very small man, and this is the problem with this movie. Like, what we need in this movie, and it's fine, and I like the premise.
It's great.
We need a hero.
We need some prop department to get me a 20-foot Coke can. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah. Oh.
Or like a 4-foot Coke can or whatever, you know, however the percentages work out.
Would Coke
Six
agree?
To one.
Would Coke agree to be in this?
Well, not Coke, but like even like a Shasta.
Something. Oh, this is a tab movie if I ever
get White Rock Seltzer from Queen's Original Seltzer.
Mellow That's Yellow, right. maybe?
But yeah,
this could be a Mellow Yellow production.
But I'm just saying, like, there's never a scene in this entire movie wherein he interacts with something.
No, because we're just filming him as is around like a bunch of rubble. Or just exclusively in the cockpit of this spaceship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's how you really cheap out on something.
Most
like
of
this.
Tim Thomerson is just like fucking shit in front of him and him in the middle.
It's so much of them like pretending to talk to each other. Like,
give me a big pencil that he uses or something.
Just anything.
So there was this lady in the neighborhood named, I think, Debbie.
Debbie, yes. Of course. Ooh, with one B and one R.
Debbie Alejandro, I think.
Yes.
Yes. And she wants the crime out of her neighborhood. She's going home one day and she starts kicking this dude's ass.
This is amazing.
Funny.
Oh, I love
Never
this.
Do this.
It seems like a mistake. But
bad idea.
She's even throwing rocks and stuff at this dude.
She's like, don't sell that crap in my neighborhood. I'm like, you know what, dude? That's not your neighborhood anymore.
So,
yep.
Well, exactly.
Well, this is a fantasy film, Steve.
Well, they instantly kidnap her, basically, in this crazy van. And then they drag her out, and they're going to pour gasoline on her and burn her alive?
Sure.
That's how they did it in the Bronx back then.
Definitely.
Dude.
Everyone does it in the Bronx.
This isn't like... You could have had a really good crossover here with Charles Bronson and the Death Wish movies.
That's happening at the same time.
All right.
Well, because it's definitely Death Wish 3.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
the same,
it's the
like,
same place.
The husks of burnt out New York City buildings.
Okay, doll man. The only way we're going to both be able to infiltrate this gang is if you hide in my butthole for a little while. Oh. It's going to be warm and dry in there.
Get up here, doll man. You are standing on the shoulders of giants.
Hop in, doll man.
Hey, doll man, you're not that small. Actually, I could wear this coat you have.
Actually, yeah, he would make a pretty great partner for Charles Bronson.
So it's like Tim Thomerson in this movie is like one to six ratio to humans.
Yeah, they keep saying he's 13 inches big.
Right, so Charles Bronson would be like 30 inches big in real life.
28.
So it's like an in-between evolutionary.
We're a couple of doll men taking over the neighborhood.
Someone
comes in riding an ant.
Do a Photoshop of the evolution of man with doll man Charles Bronson, an ape, and then a human.
Shrek.
Yes.
At the end.
I think Shrek is the end game.
Yes,
sure.
Of course. We're all going there.
We're all going to wind up like Shrek.
Like, doll man James Cromwell is about Charles Bronson's height now.
I will say one thing I didn't. And I feel stupid for not getting this, like not seeing this coming a mile away, which is that his gun is so powerful on his planet.
Yeah.
So when he actually gets shrunk down, the gun will actually do damage to people who are much bigger than him.
Yeah, that's some Ant-Man shit.
I was very surprised by that. I was like, wow.
You'd think it would just be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, oh, did someone shoot me?
So she's getting covered in gasoline to be burned alive. And then Doll Man just pops up and shoots these brutes.
Uh-huh.
And they explode yet again.
Yeah, they do. Like, it's like bad like gun violence. But it's not as bad as like exploding, but like they're just like huge chunks are missing.
It's like squibs, but like dog food's in there or something. It's great. Like,
chunks coming out of these guys.
Not good. If you made Doll Man today, they would just do that CGI blood that's unwatchable.
Totally.
You get some dog food, put a grenade around it, and there you go.
Call it a day.
That's your movie.
Now you've got a movie.
It's true.
Oh, you guys going to come to my band's show? Yeah, we're calling ourselves Dog Food Grenade.
People would go.
It's a grindcore band.
It definitely would be.
We're called Doll Man versus Demonic Toys. we're being sued by Full Moon Entertainment pretty radically right now.
Our music is exactly what you think it is.
Experimental jazz rock.
And you know, cool. We are looking for a new bass player because he's been arrested for child pornography. the old way. Yeah. It's fine, man.
You would think third time's a charm. Nope.
Just,
Nobody wanted David to be in the band anyway.
First bass player, alcoholic. Second one, wife killer. Third one, child pornography.
Wow, this band has had quite a sordid past.
And now we got Full Moon Entertainment on our back.
The worst of all. Oh, man.
So, he saves the day.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, no, I was just going to say, like, this woman, what's her name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Yes. Yeah, I almost said Gina. Debbie is also like part of this community watch group.
Yes.
Which this is kind of a sad meeting because they have meet in somebody's like tiny apartment and it's like four people who kind of care.
Uh-huh.
And then she invites this like politician in, or is he like a police commissioner?
He might even be the mayor. Who knows? I think it might be the commissioner.
And they're
filming
it.
He's a candidate. He's running for something.
Oh, that's right.
They're filming this. And there's no lights on in this room at all. No. It's like dark as fuck. How is this even happening?
You shoot a snuff film.
Like, it's okay to light a movie.
Well, no, but I think it's like they're supposed to be hiding out because, like, you know, some of the criminals in the neighborhood might snuff them out.
But to Eric's point,
like, you can't do a campfire at night. No. The roads are dangerous.
Exactly.
This is like a photo op, but you can't even see this guy when you look at the footage.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm voting for Shadow Man.
Oh, Shadow Man versus Doll Man. Who's going to win?
Oh, right. That's our off-brand Slender Man.
Perfect. So, like, this dude gives a big speech about how he's concerned for the neighborhood and whatever. And she's like, all right, motherfucker, you got your soundbite. What are you going to do for us? And the dude's like, I'm just going to go home.
Nothing.
It comes to nothing.
It's beautiful. Because it does come to something. It comes to this glorious end character montage, which we'll get to.
Because it's in there.
This dude deserves a credit. She finds Doll Man. She's like, wow. And this weird thing is, like, it's not that joke that you have wherein people can't hear him. People hear him perfectly fine.
Totally fine.
Even though, it's not even like, hey, I'm Doll Man. It's like,
I'm still Doll Man. That
needs
it.
To be the thing, joke, though. Yes, yeah, you know?
But I guess, like, if the physicality can carry, so can the voice, I guess, is the logic.
Know. Well, because you never really, because this thing is so goddamn cheap. You don't really know how tall he really is because
13 inches,
dude. But you never get like a visual sense of it ever.
His voice should be a mouse.
I'm Doll Man. Hey, I'm Doll Man.
Yeah. And then Debbie should be booming because we also get Doll Man POV shots, which I do appreciate.
Oh, of course. Somebody appreciated
it. It should be like
should be the voice of God.
Hello, Doll Man. You know.
Oh my God, that woman's massive! Thank you for the Doll Man POV.
Hey, Albert,
giant woman.
Albert Pine, I got a superhero movie for you. He's really tiny, and she's really big.
He's tiny, but the women are massive.
So does he like walk right in, or is that?
Yeah,
he's got to hide in her shoes. Have you seen Talk to Her? It comes out in like a decade.
On the same topic of this, those comic book covers of the Doll Man comics, though yes. There was four originally, I didn't know there was a new run happening.
There's a new run.
We're doing it to this very day. To this very ding-dong day, we're making Doll Man comics.
If they're selling trades, someone tweet at me. I'm going to buy these things.
Oh, please.
They are selling trades.
Really? Okay, done. All right. By
no,
the time
are
this,
they really?
I think they're collecting it all.
Oh
God, I can't wait, dude. So in the original run, every single cover was Doll Man with another gigantic woman. And, like, it's like insane. Like, I think the first one, he's like on
her breasts.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, oh, Where else she gonna put it? It's like, I'm a whole penis myself.
It's like, all right. You know what, dude? That's the comic book you want to make.
It is bizarre. It is,
yeah, you know what, dude? They wanted to make that comic. You better believe it.
Somebody wanted to make it.
Oh my God, I could fit between her toes.
Yeah, oh, that's the dream, isn't it?
Somewhere around here is where he... Also, just like so many of these science fiction things, there's never an appropriate reaction to seeing something totally fucked up.
It's crazy.
So it's like, oh, here's a 13-inch man... Okay, nobody says shit.
Who just laid waste to this fucking gang.
And then conversely, though, when he's like seeing all of these huge people around him, he's like, ah, giants. Boy, do I hate giants. It's like, when the fuck did you see a giant Doll Man? What are you talking
about?
Adventures. Adventures, dude. Well, adventures of Doll
Man.
Dude,
if this is Doll Man 1, I need some backstory.
But wait, maybe Planet Arcturus is just like one of those like models from Beetlejuice.
Oh, they're living in somebody's attic?
Yeah, and it's just like this massive one that they've been living in for years.
Oh, yeah, I've been fighting with God for years.
God, another
guy comes
giant
over, plants a fucking tree,
fucking
puts
giants.
a
tr-
puts a train track in my backyard.
Yeah, at least, you know what, dude?
Get Hobbyist gob.
Give me a big fucking Zagnut bar. Something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust that giant with the red hair. He seems shifty to me.
So she winds up taking him back to her apartment. Some of these hoodlums live. We meet Jackie Earle Haley.
Oof.
In the dark time. It's about to be Jackie Earle Haley's moment. Well, no, we're about 10 years old.
Oh, what? No, this is the dead zone.
Wait, you mean the moment where he played a child molester in one movie?
Yeah,
and Watchmen,
where it was just the same character without being a child molester.
He had a legitimate
moment. Yeah,
like a little renaissance there, because he had been doing shit forever, and then suddenly he was a child molester that everyone loves. And then people said, let's do that again.
With Watchmen.
And then Freddy Krueger.
Oh, right. I forgot about Freddy Krueger.
That's a moment, dude. And he was nominated for an Oscar. That is Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
No, for little children. That, my friend, is a moment.
I was snubbed.
and he was he's the main villain in the first season of Preacher.
Yeah, he still works.
See, I have not watched a second of it.
I watched some Preacher. It's okay.
It's really okay. I really love that show.
Because I really liked those comics, man. Yeah. So
Are you still up to date on that show?
Yeah.
How is Hair Doom in that?
Oh, he's Hair Star, you mean?
Yes, sorry.
Yes, Hair Star is great.
Why did I think Doom?
Because Dr. Doom?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how your
but
brain
I remember,
works, dude.
I remember liking that character in the comics.
He's really... He comes in the second season. It's nobody big.
Nobody worth a goddamn...
Nobody big. I mean, he's good in it, but he's no
he's
big.
Not, he's not...
He's not a giant
He's not on the big screen.
Is he a doll man? Is he a doll man?
No. So she brings him back. Jackie Earle Haley is like, hey, who's bleeding all over my pool table? And they blast this dude away. They go to where Doll Man crashed. And uh-oh, this is when they find Spurg, the little head guy.
Oh, right.
Who's like, hey, man, I got this crazy dimension bomb. Which, it's you know like, what, dude? No, thank you.
Is that what it's called? Yeah,
it's a dimensional bomb, I believe.
Yes. He says like, oh, you'll be able to take over like the world with this thing.
Oh, I thought they were saying fusion bomb.
That Dollman says that later. That
pardon me. I'm getting my bombs mixed up.
The script supervisor didn't supervise
shit.
See,
dimension bomb is a colloquialism to Atreus or whatever fucking planet.
Arturos. Well, oh, I see.
Well, yeah,
like, Atreyu.
Planet Atreyu.
Planet Atreyu.
Steve, you wouldn't do the bomb, but you're not a violent simpleton like fucking Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah, who wants
just
to
like,
rule,
whatever.
He wants to rule the Bronx.
Yes.
He's like, oh, we're going to blow up the East Side.
Wait, just the east side of the Bronx?
Because that's where all his rivals are, right?
Oh.
Yes.
So you're getting like all those fuckers down in like the Pelham Bay.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, dude, you're getting iced.
You're going to blow up the fucking zoo. All those lions are dead.
Riverdale's fine, though. We're on the west side over in Riverdale.
Matt Damon in We Blew Up a Zoo.
Oh, what a great sequel.
All these animals are dead.
For insurance money. We're
exactly. He gets
up.
A bill of the first year of the zoo. He's like, yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
We're blowing up a zoo.
Dude, is that the sequel set up at the end of that Cameron Crowe movie?
Yeah. You're not going to believe this, Bill.
I didn't see that movie. Chris Cabin?
What movie?
We Bought a Zoo.
I haven't seen
it. Oh, wow.
Everyone's seen like clips of it.
Why?
And it is intolerable. Intolerable.
So what's the deal? He just decides one day he's going to like buy a zoo.
Like, yeah, I think.
What is his wife dead?
His wife is definitely dead.
Yeah, your wife would have to die
he's
for something like this.
He's trying to reconnect with the kids. Patrick Fugit's fucking around.
Oh, Patrick Fugit. Where'd they dig him up from?
From Almost Famous. He was from they dug him off of Cameron Crowe's couch or his pool house.
I bet that's a nice pool house.
But that probably set him up for Gone Girl, so he's probably pretty happy.
That's
about
true.
That.
Only 18 seconds he's in that movie.
Sprug, the little head guy, makes a deal with him. Like, listen, I'll give you this bomb that you could blow up the Bronx or whatever.
Or whatever you're doing.
Whatever you want to do.
If you help me repair my ship and assist in the murder of the Doll Man, which is our mutual enemy at this point.
So they go to, he brings a crew of people over to Debbie's apartment. Debbie has brought Doll Man over and his entire ship. And she's like, oh, my young son, Nicholas, and who wants to play with Dollman. Kevin, I'm sorry.
You get that fucking right.
I'm so sorry. Someone at home's like, thank God. If they kept calling him Nicholas,
I would have turned to Twitter and correct them.
I would be surprised if anyone has seen this movie.
There's a weird thing that where Kevin...
You want the Dollman to fuck her?
You want him to watch the movie?
Kevin he's a real son of a bitch, this kid, because he, like, this woman has to go out to work. Right. And Doll Man's like, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go outside. Also, we need to mention that when Doll Man wastes all those dudes, it's because they're like all about to like sexually assault him.
Yes.
Yes.
Like that's what's going on. Your classic setup.
I mean,
here.
The threat of rape is just constant.
You're jumping ahead because they come over to her apartment.
Right.
All these goons. And Doll Man blows them away in her apartment.
Oh, yes. This
painting
is awesome.
Her walls with blood.
Yep.
Painting them with blood.
And just like it's any old Wednesday evening, she starts cleaning the blood off the walls. I love it. She just gets a bucket like, well, it's the Bronx. Scrub. Yeah.
There's a cop that presumably had taken away all of the dead people. And she's just like, well, thanks a lot, officer. He's like, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, no, this is an active crime scene.
Wait, isn't this Giuliani's NYPD?
The 92's Dinkintown.
Oh, Dink. Oh,
yeah, we didn't get there yet, dude. Oh, yeah.
Dinkintown.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop this.
Welcome
up.
Back to Dinkintown.
But so, like, yeah, he's just like, all right, see you later, ma'am. Like, you know, like the milkman. Like, or, like, they chased away a raccoon.
I don't even see a bit of yellow caution tape anywhere.
No. And she's like, well, doll man.
Why bother?
I guess I'll just clean the blood off my walls and hair and fucking feces and whatever else has happened.
Doll man, do you need any of these brain bits? I'm just going to throw them out.
There should be
probably a feast to you.
Yeah. I mean, there should be scenes of them feeding the doll man. You
yes.
know? Like yeah. you put down a Kraft single and he goes to town on it.
That's his whole week.
At least, at the very least, bake me an enormous cookie that this guy's got to eat. Oh,
something, yeah, man. He's just kind of munching on it.
I think so fun. Like, picture him like in a little like boat in soup or something.
He has a huge straw that yeah. he sticks off the side of the boat.
This kind of reminds me of you ever see that Saturday Night Live sketch with Nicolas Cage from way back when, Tiny Elvis?
Oh yeah,
I don't think it's a classic.
It's a bad bit, but it's just like it's Elvis, but he's 13 inches tall, and all he's doing is like, hey, look at that lamp. That lamp is huge, and that's kind of it.
That's the bit.
I haven't
seen that, but I have seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which is like exactly this right. time period.
It should be this.
And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, you know, they did that shit right. There's giant everything's in that movie.
To be
friendly
fair,
ants.
To be
a
fair.
Giant. Mother!
They were much smaller. They got shrunk smaller than the doll man. The doll man could probably step on those kids.
That's actually true.
Yeah, he's tall enough to get through the grass, at least.
The doll man is at one point threatened by a rat in this movie, and so that's like the antagonist's
size. And
he's
like Smog to him.
Yes. Yes, but like in those blow the shrunken blow up movies,
yeah,
that thing would be towering.
Right. An ant is like humongous, like a horse.
Yeah, you can ride it.
Yeah, they actually do, I think.
But you know what?
That might be a stay tuned, by the way.
Yeah,
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's not
good. A very good movie.
No, probably not. I always had a crush on the older sister in that movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I had a crush on the aunt.
Oh, did you cry when it died?
I did. I wanted to ride it.
When it was impaled through its thorax.
You wanted to ride it, huh?
What a grim turn for that movie.
Yeah.
That little kid's going to get eaten by his mother. Oh, I'm melting into my chair. The thing is, though,
5 stars.
the height of Doll Man himself is the exact 13 height,
inches.
I believe. Yeah, 13 inches, the exact height of those fuckers in those Puppet Master movies.
Oh, so, I see. So that works out. So there was a full moon Kevin Feige who is like, you know what, make that Doll Man 13 inches because Puppet Master. All right,
save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, check out the Full Moon Entertainment Writer's Room. We got a whole closet here.
It's one guy in a closet.
With a computer.
But actually, Jackie Earle Haley gets shot in this melee and kind of escapes barely with his life. He's dying. Yeah. And Spurg is like, I could heal you with this ray, but then you really have to promise to build my ship. And he's like, I do. He heals him, and he's like, well, now you work for me. He's like, I work for you, and this is the death I want Alex Jones to have. Which is, he pops this dude like a pimple. It's fantastic.
He just smashes him with his hand, and there's your space crime lord is just instantly wiped out of the movie. It's a great surprise.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good moment, and interesting creature effect, because it's just a little, like, you get to see
the
little
blob.
It's like a little skin and blood, and that's it.
But how is this dodge dart not, like, sticking into his hand
good
and,
point,
like,
Chris.
Just, like, ugh. Like... It crackles like it's popcorn.
The thing you don't see though is Jackie Earl Haley immediately washing his hands, taking a full on shower.
I don't know about it in this movie. He's a full dirtbag
licking
in this movie.
It off.
But that's what I'm saying. Ew, you've got like just I don't know viscera from some other planet.
Just be the exact like image of his face just stuck on his hand.
Do people wash their hands in the Bronx? Is that...
Yes, we have.
Oh, really? Okay,
we have in the past.
We got the signs in like 2011.
De Blasio changed all of it.
That's right. Universal pre-K and washing your hands in the Bronx.
But like, yeah, like he's just got this shit on his hands, and now he's got this dimensional bomb. He's got a number two who looks like Justin Guarini in those Diet Dr. Pepper commercials.
Wow.
No idea.
It's the sweet one.
I get what you're saying.
All right.
Man, I thought he looked like a physically fit Gene Simmons.
Yeah,
he looked like no one.
Also that. But he actually, it was one of those dudes where it was hard to find him on the IMDb listing.
Oh, yeah, you don't say.
Because, like, he doesn't have a photo. But, like, he looks like somebody, but it's not that guy. No. Oh, you know what it is? The guy who played, this is what I thought he was. The guy who played Steve Buscemi's brother in Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, okay. What's his face?
The cop.
Shea Whigham?
Shea Whigham, yeah. That's the actress name.
Oh, is that his name? Yeah. The dude that was on the Waco show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was that guy for a second.
No.
This person.
Short pants.
Person never worked again.
Oh, I saw Dull Man when I was a kid. Yeah, I loved that movie. Rented it. Rented it from the Pelham Bay Blockbuster.
They never asked for it back, though.
You know, it's Dull Man, and you open it, and you take the tape out of the little plastic case, and then the little card says, "You now own Dull Man."
Yeah, you're stuck with it, dude.
Congratulations.
7 days.
Here's your deed to Dull Man. So she goes to work, and
Dull Man gives her shit about trying to earn a living.
He does. He's like,
must be nice, Dull Man.
And Dull Man, again, this is the part of the movie where Dull Man should like explore the apartment or get into some sort of short related mischief.
Yeah. Do they have a cat in the apartment, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes.
Right? Him running around from a cat.
Or like maybe he's taking like little leaks. Little leaks somewhere. Yeah. Little leaks or little like.
Oh, he's pissing in a potted plant. And it's just like a tiny cactus.
She puts a thimble in the corner.
She's like, oh my God, do you have mice? Oh no, it's just Dull Man. Okay, these little pebbles are Dull Man.
Do we? Oh, why? He's just shitting on the floor?
Yeah.
It's like rat pellets.
Absolutely.
But this little piece of shit.
Kevin. Kevin!
Little piece of shit.
That's a big piece of shit compared to Dull Man.
Well, and compared to his shits. But he just is like telling everybody he can
big
that
problem.
Dull Man is in his fucking apartment. Hey, come in, everybody. Come on. See the alien.
Yeah, it's a big problem. This needs to be, you know, kept under wraps. This kid needs to be tarred and feathered.
And also, like, where is the Men in Black or whatever that equivalent is of this movie?
You need some sort of government agency here to be like, we monitored an incoming 2 UFOs like crashed in the Bronx. Where are those guys?
Side theory, Eric, and I do agree with you that the murder of Spurg very unceremoniously and out of the middle of the movie is good. Side theory is that was a move to save money. And then this is going to happen. It's like, we can't do that. So what if he comically just killed him right now?
And that's exactly what it was. We ran out of money, and the Spurg character had to be written out of the movie.
Because that's like that's an effect to have a guy with no body.
Yeah,
we can't do that.
We got Jackie Earl Haley for at least another week. We can get his stuff done.
But all you had to do,
realistically,
because this is Dull Man, so the pressure is not really on.
Yeah.
Right? Is have a thing where like he has Jackie Earl Haley's goons. Like he's like, just follow these plans precisely.
Yes.
And they follow the instructions and he makes like a robot body.
Yeah.
And they put the head on it. And then you can just have this actor walking around and it's fine.
Mm-hmm,
right?
No.
Yeah. No, we don't got that money.
But it'll be cool. Actually, no, because the head would still be small.
Mm-hmm.
So
a little tiny little guy.
Yeah.
Like maybe you get like a viewfinder that like projects his face bigger or reflects it bigger.
I like that.
Or,
totally.
Or it's just cardboard spray painted silver.
A piece of cardboard with Tim Thomerson written on it.
You get an actual action figure and rip the head off and put this guy on it.
That's a great idea. Like he's got a little G.I. Joe.
A little
Joe
small
body.
Soldier situation.
Yeah.
No, but then I'm saying though, then you have to animate that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Then that's stop motion animation money, man.
Yeah. Oof, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so just smash him.
So she goes to work. She's sexually harassed by her boss for no reason. There's a bunch of jokes.
Oh, wait. Yes, she is. But do you catch where she works? And now, is this a real industry?
Yeah, I was very curious.
Oh, the toxic waste factory?
Yes, it's a toxic waste facility of some kind. I don't know if they're making it or disposing of it.
Lisa's slurry.
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. You get it in, you get it out.
I think Full Moon is kind of like dipping in trauma turf. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you never know when you're going to need a toxic waste factory to make some, like, superhero out
I will
of
say
something.
Full Moon movies much better than trauma movies.
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah. I can watch these.
These are movies
I guess
can watch.
Trauma, I'm just not in on the joke.
Like, but, so they would do like what? Not toxic nuke hero.
Well, like the nuclear Avenger.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just close enough where you're not going to get sued.
There's a plenty of jokes about a 13-inch man.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's like
it's
her and her friend, and they're like, he's 13 inches. And the woman's like, I don't know. And it's like, I get it.
Yeah, they're gabbing on the toxic waste assembly line.
You should just stick him in there. That's what you should do.
Whoa. Does she say that?
No.
There is joke references to penis size in that convo with them.
She says, the friend says, a 13-inch man, are you sure it wasn't a dream?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, but my favorite line in this whole movie.
No, what I'm telling you is he's a small man with tiny, tiny fingernails. That's what I'm... No, 13-inch male. Yeah, that's great. Like, I got a 13-inch dick. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying he is 13 inches, head, tiny fingernails.
Okay, so he's 13 inches tall, but he's got a 13-inch dick on top of
it. I am not defining him by his penis size. Yes. I swear to God.
But I could.
His teeth look like little crumbs, okay? It's repulsive to look at. Like, when you don't eat a cookie and there's crumbs all over, that's what his teeth look like. I want to throw up.
He should brush.
My favorite line in this movie happens here at the Toxic Waste Factory because this boss comes up and he's like, are we talking on the job? I don't think so, ladies, or whatever. He makes some, like, dickhead comment, and then he leaves, to which our hero, Debbie... says that he asked me out to a Guns N' Roses concert. Well done,
sick,
movie.
Sick.
You can't at the Toxic Avenger fucking factory. You can't. You cannot get tickets for GNR at this time. 1991. They were huge.
Yeah. No. It was Appetite for Destruction, man. Right here.
Right now.
I'm sure that they're playing the Garden, and this guy had tickets, and you know that comes with a price. Apparently, I think is what the idea.
The Sludge Factory.
Jackie O'Haley is now healed up, but only mostly because, like, he thinks he's healed, but he won't go to a hospital. Like, I don't know, dude. Just be like, hey, I got this weird rash. Why don't you fix this for me?
A rash? It's a hole in my stomach.
But
he was healed, but I'm sure there's still some damage.
Yeah, that's the rest of the movie. He's just kind of dying.
You can't go to the hospital. I can't even go to the hospital now.
That's true. But this guy's got all sorts of drug money.
Well, that's true. He's doing better than you are.
He gets really upset about a pool table at one point.
Yeah,
so I don't know. He's
you got to get like a Jeremy Piven like heat doctor, like some guy who just does who's a dentist or something.
Right. Yeah,
that's what veterinarians are for, dude. Those are the mafia doctors.
Exactly.
Patch him up.
Doctors.
It's the Bronx. There's nothing but mafia doctors.
That's
Come
true.
On.
That is true.
Come on.
I do want to mention quickly that one dude did we mention that guy who gets was one guy who gets shot by Dollman earlier in the movie. He was brought back to the warehouse.
Got it.
And Jackie O'Haley just shoots this guy because he was bleeding on the pool.
On the pool
table.
Yeah, that dude's murdered immediately.
So he's not made of money. He has money. He's able to afford a pool table, but
he can't throw a pool table. He's not made of pool tables.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, he will still be pretty peeved if, you know, the felt of that pool table is gushed upon with blood.
So the idea is we're going to kidnap the girl, and then Dollman's going to come and save her. So they kidnap the girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Dollman, the neighborhood watch is going crazy. Like, oh my God, Debbie was kidnapped. Oh my God. Dollman gets hip to it. It's one of these like weird viewing scenes where everyone's like, wow, what a Dollman. And he jumps out the window and lands on the car
as it
drives away.
He breaks through a plate of glass.
Yes.
And he's flung so far, so far, and then he manages somehow to, you know, you don't really see all this.
He like
clearly.
TJ Hooker's onto the side of the car.
And how is this even happening? His hands would be destroyed. He'd be cut to
he'd just
ribbons.
Splatter. He'd just splatter.
Yeah, dead. He would just be dead.
Like, I jumped through a window right now. I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would be dead.
You'd be long dead.
A two-story window is like jumping from the Empire State Building. You know what I mean? Like, you're dead.
Also, though, if you're gonna do this, fine, because I'm watching a movie called Doll Man.
Sure.
So I'm going to make exceptions left and right.
Uh-huh.
But I need a shot of a fucking puppet, like, taped to a van.
There is a shot of it.
There's not enough, though.
Okay.
It's and good, though.
What we see,
well, it's fun.
It takes way too long to get to it, and that entire time, I'm like, where is the shot of a puppet hanging onto a car? And it's only at the very end of all these shenanigans does that finally happen.
It's like 4 seconds long, and it's glorious.
It's like an Ed Asner action figure.
But wouldn't it be great in this moment of the film, if Doll Man he jumped out the window and he dies in the conflict of jumping out the window, and people were like, "Yeah, Doll Man just then killed himself."
We never got to know Doll Man really well. We wish that we knew that he was suffering.
We put him in this matchbox. We can put him in the East River.
See, now that doesn't fit there, dude. Doll Man wouldn't fit in a matchbox.
Oh, what would so?
13 inches.
Like a shoebox.
Shoebox?
Or John Holmes suitcase.
Cigar box.
So this is my favorite part of the movie, or it's incredibly stupid. So we get to this big, another warehouse. Jackie Earle Haley has the girl at one point, and he's kind of just bleeding out. And Doll Man, it takes him 20 minutes. But in movie time, it's like 3 hours to get from one end of the yard to the other end.
Yeah, it's kind
of
great.
And everyone's like, I guess Doll Man's not coming. Let's just leave. Hey, guys, this didn't work out at all. Let's just leave and go look for Doll Man.
Doll Man ain't coming.
And like the girl is like, you should go to the hospital. You should do this. You should do that. It's like, no, what's the matter? Who cares? Jackie Earle Haley is doing a New York accent.
Oh, out the ass. Are you kidding me with this thing?
It's a little bit of fun. It's just all right.
Man. It is a cartoonish sound coming out of his mouth. And he is screaming through most of this movie. It is shocking that this dude ever got a job again.
And the assault is on for the Doll Man. He's got his henchmen out. One of them gets dispatched by the Doll Man with the Kruger gun or whatever.
Yeah.
The Price gun. And... oh my God, there's a walkie-talkie scene where he's walking on this giant walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And he like pushes his foot onto the thing to talk.
Uh-huh.
And I rewound and paused. And yes, there is a Nike swoosh on his fucking shoes.
Oh, come on.
So they have Nikes in Planet Arturos.
And we haven't talked about it, but he looks like he's the first guy in the door for the early bird special.
Yeah, it's a real Land's End uniform.
The Dirty Harry, you know, the tight suit. You know, he was going to, you know, there's a hero element to it. This guy's got a long trench coat, these freaking pants that are past his belly button, and these freaking L.L. Bean shirt, and he's ready to kill.
But it's Tim Thomerson, it's weird though, because like Tim Thomerson was like kind of older in this movie, but like he's not like, you know,
old
the Seinfeld. He's not Morty Seinfeld. I don't know why he's dressed this way.
It's that's what they do on Planet Arturus, I suppose.
Oh, so that's literally the only way that they diverge from
like
Earth culture.
Honestly, I could see, you know, 1991, 45-year-old business casual. I think this would fit.
You can make that work?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching a rerun of Seinfeld the other day, and that Armani suit that Banyan gives out is quite loose-fitting.
Well, that's how we dressed in the 90s.
It's true.
Everybody was doing that. Even Giorgio Armani himself.
Yeah, it's coming back a little bit. Look at it.
Baggy suits? No.
Well, maybe not suits, but we're loosening up.
Men's suits look terrible in like the 80s into the early 90s like the big suit jackets.
But dude, you
Jesus
can feel
Christ.
The breeze, my friend.
Oh, man, look at a suit from the year 2000. You'll throw right up because you do that thing. Right. You've got that thing where it's a high button.
Yeah.
So like there's only a little bit of a coat of shirt showing and like the button's all the way up
it's
past
Frankenstein.
The tie. It is Frankenstein.
It's Uncle Fester.
So Doll Man starts dispatching these people. It's all happening.
This is where he breaks into the compound. He's like snooping around. There's a little like tiny diehard shit happening. This is where he fights the rat.
Yes. Well, he shoos the rat. He's like, get out of here, rat.
You need to shoot that thing right in the tongue.
Yes, exactly.
And I need to see this little rat pop.
I need to see him eat this rat. Like it's burning from the gunshot. And he gets like a little kebab off of it.
I'd like that.
Rat shawarma.
Yeah, dude.
Well, no, this isn't Zelda. You can't just do that.
Yes,
like, you
can.
Would just take out Chris a hunk
Cabin.
Of rat liver.
Bite Cabin, your
it's,
tongue.
It's
you could
dull,
find, a,
man,
you could find a rat outside right now and eat it.
And it would just turn into a kebab.
Well, Demolition Man had rat burgers, my friend. Rat burgers.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's
Chris Cabin, you take a rat, you skin it. and you throw it on a fire.
Well, he's in the middle of an action scene. He hasn't got time for this shit.
Well, take
sorry,
it.
I'm busy here with an action movie. I can't kebab this rat for you.
What? I have this villain to take care of.
You know what? I think eating rats is very action-packed, and I would prefer that at this point.
I like that this movie doesn't have the awareness. Like, usually your gruff hero does get dirty in the last act of the movie.
Right.
Maybe he's full of blood. Maybe he's full of dirt. This guy's just full of dirt, and some of these scenes, he is just completely smudged up.
Yes.
Like, we're in his, like, big moments of, like, let go of her, damn it.
Dude.
It looks like he just ate a bunch of shit.
He looks like fucking Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Exactly. It's
he
like,
just kept from, well, he came did, from sweeping
he
a
did,
chimney.
He did crawl out. Where he encounters the rat is, like, in, like, a sewage pipe.
Sure. Oh, so
he's crawling through human shit.
So that's human shit on him.
So already, Tall Man is doomed. He's going to die.
Oh, that's a good point.
In the Bronx. That sewer water in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. No thanks, man. Look what happened to Steve.
That street I grew up trash on. Again.
So he dispatches most of his guys. He blows up a van with a gay slur on it for some reason.
Yeah, it's just right there for the world to see.
All right, that's points off, doll man. That's points off.
I think there's a particular reason, but yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Somewhere around here, Jackie Earle Haley, who goes by the name Braxton in sure. this movie, has kind of a precursor to the great Gene Hackman line in Royal Tenenbaums where he's like, the fuck you care.
Oh, yeah.
He, Braxton, has a the fuck you care in this movie. I think he's yelling at Debbie.
Yeah.
Because she's like, you really need to go to the hospital. And then, like, here he comes, Jackie Earle Haley, in the city accent is like, the fuck you care. This dude just, like, choosing death for the last 45 minutes of this movie.
But again, that's the thing. It's like, your villain, like, make him more active than this.
Yes.
He's, like, dying up against a pole for the
he's
rest of the movie.
Idiot.
There is one point where one of the like henchmen comes up and they're like, come on, Braxton, we got word Doll Man's on the premises. And to which this dude responds, it's something like, yeah, you go on ahead. I got stuff to do. It's like, dude, everybody knows you got shot in the stomach. Come on.
Well, the thing is, like, we shouldn't have Doll Man be invincible, basically.
Yes.
Like, this gun is invincible. There's moments in this film, I think two, where the gun is taken away from him.
Yes.
One's coming up, but he uses he's got like an electric magnetic thing
it's
on
like
his palm.
It's like an Iron Man hand.
Yeah. That he just able just to pull it back. So it magnetos it back into his arms.
Sure.
It happens twice in the movie. Both times it's convenient as hell.
Well, yes.
This is why I don't think they should
have. He's a Mary Sue.
They shouldn't have smushed the floating head. Because he needs somebody to really go up against that actually has his mental capacity.
Yes.
Jackie Earle Haley is an idiot. He's not menacing at all.
There should be like a point where like he gets tied up and there's a magnifying glass that's going to burn him or something. Like,
Oh, yes.
That would be amazing.
These are some things.
He's going to be hit by a model train. He's tied to the tracks.
Exactly.
Feed him to hamsters.
See, just do Ant-Man.
Just do Ant-Man 20 years earlier.
That's true.
But so we wind up at a warehouse, big surprise. The whole gang is dead. The number two dies pretty fun, right? He gets
a couple in the chest.
Yeah, and he explodes like real bad.
Flush that number two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
He gets
pretty bad.
The dude who I thought was Boardwalk Empire guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes.
And then now it's just Jackie Earle Haley versus Doll Man. Jackie Earle Haley, again, not only is he like, he should have the upper hand, but he's just dying. He's just dying.
Where is it, though, where Doll Man like hits somebody with a pipe? Is that the number two?
Oh, that's another guy. One
of
the guys.
Yeah, it's one of these henchmen. It is a great moment, though.
He's getting like he's whipping this guy with this tiny pipe. He's beating the shit.
Well, the
out
weird
of
thing
him.
Is, I don't understand is the actual DC Comics Doll Man. His whole power is he's like 13 inches small, but he retains the strength that he would have at the normal size.
So like an Ant-Man.
Yeah, kind of a thing.
So how did they not sue this movie?
Because you know why? Because that's Doll Man. This is Doll Man. No,
Dolman.
Dolman.
So can I do it? Wait, now is Spider-Man is now hyphenated?
Yes.
Is that the correct spelling?
That is
the Webster English Dictionary. Yeah.
Webster. Oh, that's terrible.
Wow,
continue.
You're slinging the knowledge here today. So I've seen it spelled together without
a hyphen.
So can I make a Spider-Man comic?
I wouldn't be fucking around with that.
No, dude.
Get the hyphen. Roachman.
Man, when I'm down at the bottom of that butt. Anyway.
I'd rather steal money from the mafia than fuck with Disney at this point. Leave those guys alone. Yeah. Leave those dudes alone.
Well, because they'll leave your family alone.
I might be on death's door, but I'll burn your house down still.
That's my money I'm owed.
Man, it'll be awkward if he's dead by the time this episode comes out.
Sure.
So smoking a J with the death squad said, I sent to find your family.
You know, I can call Bob Iger whenever I like to. And that motherfucker, dude, has hitters.
No, seriously, dude. They've got a bunch of Ray Donovans that'll come after you.
Dude, can I tell you, by the way, they were filming Ray Donovan in my neighborhood last week.
I bet they were. He's in New York now.
It prevented me from finding a parking space easily. No. Very frustrated with the Ray Donovan production.
Whatever it was, it wasn't worth it.
Wait, I thought he was like an L.A. fixer.
Dude, man, he's moving to New York. Get out of here.
Oh, shit. Dude, Ray Donovan versus...
Now he's walking here. That's how that works.
Running away from Susan Sarandon, I guess.
Oh, really?
I think something like that was in
she's
the
in
oh,
it. Yeah. She's in it.
So, Jackie O'Haley steals Dollman's gun. You think, oh, no, is this the end of Dollman? But no, we've seen this at the beginning of the movie. He magnetos it and then just shoots Jackie O'Haley. To which Jackie O'Haley is like, oh, I'm not done. I'm going to use this dimension bomb and send us all to hell.
I had to rewind what was going on here because I think I mentioned this at the tail end of our bucket list episode last week. I totally greened out the first time I watched this movie.
Uh-huh.
I was on the brink of greening out for a second time here, and I totally had to rewind right here because I was like,
what?
What's with all these lights? What's he bitching about? And then, yeah, it's him just committing suicide with this bomb that I guess just stays in, like, around the Morris Park area.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it seems like a thing that it should wipe out the whole borough, but it's like,
if you could take over the world with it, we should see something real. It's like a building. It gets rid of a building, maybe.
I think Spurg just didn't carry the one. Like, he didn't do the math for, like, how big
or
the explosion
was. Spurg was bullshitting him.
Maybe. Oh, that's also
floating
true.
Floating head wasn't very good at math, as it turns out.
But, yes, it just kind of blows up this building, kind of, sort of.
But it's bullshit, though, because Debbie and Dollman are totally fine.
Yeah. Well, there's this weird part where, like, there's all these weird rays coming out of it, and I'm like,
yeah.
I was like, is Debbie going to become small, or is Dollman going to become big?
Oh.
Neither of those things happened, because that would be a movie. No. That would happen in a movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. It would have been cool, though, if she was made tiny.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's got a girlfriend.
And they live in a dollhouse.
Yes.
Yeah, and then fuck that son that she has.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
It's like that Krusty scene in The Simpsons.
Fuck that son she has.
Yeah, forget him.
Oh, good.
Forget him.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
Dollman, by the way, he doesn't have a bump. He's not like a Ken doll.
No,
right?
He's got stuff down there that works.
And I'm sure if it works. And I'm sure they call it a penis.
Ah, damn,
penis. I mean,
I love all my Arcturus Cialis on the other planet.
He's getting to that age.
He is getting to that age.
So they survive this blast, and she's kind of like looking around like, Dollman, did you make it?
Yeah.
Did you make it? And then, like, way not even on the same set, Tim Thomerson like steps up and is like, yeah, I'm good.
But the last line is, tell me size doesn't matter, which is like, oh, right?
Right.
So that's what it was? That was the idea?
I think that's
it. Yeah, it's a joke about sex.
Because it's a bad ADR chop job, and I really thought that the Amazon stream like skipped part of it or something.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's just like, tell me size doesn't matter. It's like, okay.
I feel like there's a better line to end Doll Man on than this.
But also, like, there's never that thing of like, how's he going to get home? What about his spaceship? Blah, blah. Like, the kid kind of talks about it. He's got like a smart kid. You think he's going to come in and like he's going to fix the ship, but he doesn't.
They really should, and maybe make it bigger.
Yeah, or maybe he takes her to Arcturus, or maybe like he decides not to. He's like, well, this planet needs me. I'm going to clean up the Bronx.
You know, I love the Bronx now. I've seen how beautiful it is.
He just puts on a Yankees hat like at the end of the movie. It's got to be something. You got to have it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to leave in a new, like the kid has spent the movie off screen, like fixing the spaceship.
Sure.
Or he vows to stay and be like the tiny Bronx Avenger. It's one or the other.
That was my name, actually.
The scent of ass cheese, piss, and alcohol. I can't get away from the Bronx.
Yeah, his whole
planet
looked very similar. Yeah, so I'm sure it had the same smell.
He's just going over a checklist. He's like, "Do you have what my people call a laundromat?" Good.
Oh, you smell? Wow, I can read on this planet. Excellent.
Wow, we speak the same language.
They're called the police here too.
And you also had a band of the same name. This is fantastic.
Weird.
It's like the exact same planet.
You know who James Brown is?
What? See, that would be something too. If like,
it's like his another
whole,
Earth,
his whole planet, yeah, was some sort of like carbon copy yeah. up oh. to a point situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything remotely interesting?
Not in Doll Man.
Not at all.
Right, like traveling to Earth, he went through a black hole and.
Yeah, it's like an alternate universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Something. Uh-huh. Yeah. But that's how, I guess, you know, you get out with this trim 82-minute runtime.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, but this is the rest of the movie is a curtain call for anyone who even talked in this movie.
I love it. Oh, we are eating time off the clock with this. It's a bad sitcom intro.
That guy that just died on the pool table, don't worry. He's got 2 minutes of a curtain call.
It's yep. just music, and you see their scenes. You see them like talking silently, and it says like Nicholas Guest.
Yeah,
it doesn't say that. It just prints that on the screen.
Senator Blutarski was elected to
like the end of
it
Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. It goes on forever, and I don't even hear about if anyone dies in an upcoming war, like the Gulf or whatever.
Well, I really think they missed a chance here to do like a Fievel Goes West or American Tail ending.
He was like a Doll Man, right?
Where like Doll Man lives above the Mars bar.
Yeah.
Like their ventilation system or something.
Oh, so he contracts emphysema immediately.
Did Fievel go to the Mars bar?
Doesn't he like live in the, not the Eiffel Tower.
The Statue of Liberty. I believe so.
Wow. Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they lived on like the Lower East Side.
I thought Doll Man shot those guys.
Is that like an immigrant story?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
and he comes to New York.
But they live in the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, they're mice. What the hell? Do you think they're going to actually rent an apartment in the Lower East Side?
No, I thought that they lived like in a building in the Lower East Side.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
Wow, imagine that.
Doll Man versus Fievel.
Versus immigrants. No, but the fact that we had like... good stories about immigrants in popular culture. That'd be nice to see again.
Imagine my shock. These mice are eating garbage.
That dude will be dead soon. But Fievel Goes West, superior to the original.
Mm.
I haven't revisited. Really?
Is he fighting, Mad Dog Tannen and shit?
It's pretty much just like a standard Western story like that.
So they're shooting people?
Shot in the back over the matter of 88 pieces of cheese.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. No, James Stewart in his final film role.
Wow.
Is doing the voice of like the sheriff cat in that movie or some shit. So Doll Man, that's the end of it. The long ass, I mean, this long ass montage is kind of the best part of the movie for me because I was putting in like, you know, just like some sort of 90s sitcom theme song.
Yeah.
Sort of, days go by. And you're just showing like Doll Man, Doll Man's friend, the people at the laundromat. Because Steve's right, everybody gets their time.
Everybody
gets their moment.
I want the Ridgemont High song. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, Doll Man.
Yeah, goodbye, Doll Man.
Oh, until the sequel, Doll Man.
Ooh, a Doll Man versus Demonic Toys. I will have to evaluate it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
But you have that Doll Man tattoo.
Yeah, well,
have you seen Demonic Toys?
No.
It's not very good.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, really?
Not very good.
Really? Oh, there was like an OG Demonic Toys before they crossed paths with Doll Man?
Yes, and
there was a full moon Kevin Feige somewhere making all this shit. There was a big board somewhere.
Will be surprised to learn it's all in a warehouse.
There was Bad Channels, Doll Man, Demonic Toys, and then they did a sequel that combined all of them.
Oh.
Is that Bad Channels?
No, the sequel is Doll Man versus Demonic Toys. I think there might be another thing.
Bad Channels is the other thing.
No, yeah, but...
But also, like, the Puppet Master movies are in this universe, too.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, because if you look, like, I think if you take the first Puppet Master movie and then do, like, the movie connections, it's all of this shit.
Okay.
All of it, including, like, the 14 Puppet Master
movies. I'll never watch a second of it.
I tried just
Until
in the spirit of...
Spectacular, maybe.
Well, in the spirit of, like, learning a little bit about this, full moon cinematic universe. I went back last night and watched a little bit of Puppet Masters for the first time. Totally unwatchable. I found it boring as shit. Except the uncle from Christmas Vacations, like at the beginning.
William Hickey.
Like, yeah, he's like the original like puppet creator. He's like the OG Doll Man.
You know, maybe someone can tweet at us if there's one of those movies that's campy and fun enough that we might
want
to
talk. I heard
that
the third one is. Someone shockingly already on Twitter told me the third one was the best World War II set horror movie ever made.
Wow. I thought that was all right. Wait, I thought
you know what? All right.
I thought that was Dunkirk.
I could get like down with Tim Thomerson with like a puppet in a Heat Pacino De Niro scene. You know, me and you are sitting here in this dollhouse.
Yeah, he's another doll man. Al Pacino, Charles Bronson, yes. And Jackie Hill.
Fuck, that'd be great. So that is Doll Man. Would anybody recommend this movie?
I would not.
No,
it's okay to not recommend.
No, I know
the movies,
it's really
don't make me do this.
It's really on the bubble. I think no. I think I would not recommend this movie.
Hangover movie.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
You got to stomach quite a lot of, you know, Bronx stereotypes, which is, you know, not great.
that's all right. We've been doing a show with a Bronx stereotype for 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the most simplest thing ever, and that's in 70 minutes, everybody.
I would recommend it. I think it's fun. It's short. You'll be in and out of there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's got good blood effects,
yes,
which is crazy. And it's dumb as shit, which is what I wanted out of Doll Man.
I just feel like they left a lot on the table. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot you could have done with Doll Man.
I agree with Steve. A lot of missed opportunities with this movie. I also agree with Chris that it's a hangover movie, although the problem is, unless you are subscribing to this Full Moon Entertainment channel, which, nice try, you have to rent this on Amazon for the standard def stream, which is the only thing available, $5. Wow.
I'm going to go
which
out on a limb
ridiculous.
And
I
think
agree.
And say that some of our fans probably do have that Full Moon Entertainment.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Package and are ready to go.
I bet. In which case, I mean, happy hangover, man. That'll work totally fine. But my God, it was because Amazon was like, you could rent this for $5 in SD or you could get a 7-day free trial of Full Moon Entertainment Channel. No.
Nah.
No, that thing's selling your fucking email.
I've figured out the scam behind 7-day free trials. I got it. I got it, guys.
That is Doll Man from 1991, directed by Albert Pyun. Or Pyun, however you say this gentleman's name. For more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over on the HeadGum Network. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate
it. Hold on a second. Getting handed a little piece of paper from Planet Atreo.
Arturo.
Whatever. Did you read it?
It's your favorite movie.
Wait, no.
It's
news.
Minuscule.
Listen, it's
small. You need to get a magnifying glass out.
I got it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is it something about having a Patreon?
Our Patreon episode this month. Yes, it is.
Ooh.
I'm reading it now.
Uh-huh.
Be quiet. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Our episode this month, exclusive episode on Patreon, is Transcendence.
Yeah.
The 2014 Johnny Depp movie where he becomes a computer ghost.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a Star Trek podcast on there as well that we just posted the 20th episode.
20 episodes.
21st coming up later this month.
Can you believe it, though?
Just covered arena for the
Gorn episode that's getting rave reviews.
Oh, look at this, a 7-day free trial.
Dude, don't fall for
There's
it.
There's nothing free about it, my friends. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
So Steve Sadak, what is on the docket for next week's episode of the We Hate Movies podcast?
It's one that's been a long time coming.
Oh, really?
X-Files, I Want to Believe.
Oh, man. You know what? Yeah, this is going to be tough for me. It's going to be tough love.
This is rough.
Next week
that's
on the show.
That's a swamp monster?
Not even.
Wolf dogs?
We'll figure it out later.
It's not.
Russian wolf dogs, I think.
Something. I saw this in theaters and was pretty disappointed.
Spoiler
in
alert, there are no fucking monsters.
Yeah.
No, but also like Billy Connolly's like a child molester
or
something.
That doesn't get a lot of play.
So until next week when we talk about that dastardly X-Files sequel, I'm Andrew Jupin,
Chris Cabin,
Steven Sadak,
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.